Okay, happy Monday to you as we welcome you in here on the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. I'm Patrick Maher live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. It's buzzing, Michael Lombardi here in Vegas. The Saints in town. They open up the new stadium here just about a mile down the road with the Raiders catching 5.5, catching 6, as we say. Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great, Patrick. Yeah, what a great day for the Raiders organization. What a great day for everybody in Vegas who loves football. You know, I grew up, my first job was in Las Vegas, so I understand how many football fans there are in that city and where they all come from in different venues. And you got to give Mark Bedane, the president of the Oakland Raiders, formerly of the Oakland Raiders, now the Las Vegas Raiders, a lot of credit. He and his staff were able to negotiate a deal. Everybody wanted to go to Los Angeles. The league didn't want him in Los Angeles, so they made the deal in Las Vegas, the place where Al Davis used to hold every birthday party. So it's a great marriage, and I'm excited to watch the game tonight. It's a tribute to the Raider organization and the city of Las Vegas.
Yes, we are presented by BetMGM. George Klyavkov, of MGM Resorts, president of entertainment and sports, is going to be joining us. They have a great relationship with the Las Vegas Raiders. Is this breaking news? Did I not realize you started your career here in Las Vegas?
No, I mean, it's out there. My first job was an unpaid. Yeah, every job is unpaid. I got Burger King coupons, and I worked at the Holiday Inn on the Strip. It was owned by Bill Wildcat Morris, and I got the coupons to eat there, and I stayed in the dorm room, and I worked for basically no money. It was great. I mean, I loved it. Harvey Hyde was the head coach. Jerry Tarkanian was right before they opened up the Thomas and Mack. They were playing down at the convention center right there, right downtown, yep, near the old Stardust, which was, it was a different town then, but what a great venue. And look, you know, at football, there's a ton of football. A lot of people retire, a lot of Bears fans in town. So this will be a great Sunday. Once we get fans back, it'll be a great Sunday in Vegas, which they typically always are, but this will even be better.
Yeah, as soon as you said the Burger King tickets, I remember from Gridiron Genius now that's rung a bell. All right, let's get into it. We're going to start with Seattle, obviously covering the 4.5 last night against New England. A great game, a ton to break down there. But let's get to the injuries, because we're going to apply this to the market. Big time injuries yesterday, Michael. I don't know if we're completely surprised based on no OTAs, essentially, but Nick Bosa's out. It's just breaking now. Christian McCaffrey expected to miss a few weeks as well. Saquon Barkley, the fear is an ACL as well. It is official. Okay, officially a torn ACL. So injuries all over the place. Garoppolo is going to miss next week against the Giants as well. Just a lot of injuries.
Yeah, and let's start on the 49ers, right? So the 49ers, they built their organization on a defensive line. So we've seen that we've seen what happened since the offseason, right? They trade DeForest Buckner to Indianapolis. They lose a defensive lineman. They draft Kinlaw in the first round, hopefully to replace him. But we know defensive linemen in year one don't make an impact. So he's going to take some time. Not that he's a blown pick, just going to take some time. You know, and then you come back, Bosa gets hurt. Dee Ford's never healthy. Once this defensive line starts to fall apart, then the secondary gets exposed, because they've never been good in the back end, no matter how much we talk about it. The back end, they're a zone team, and they rely on their front to pressure the quarterback. And now they're entering a different world. No Jimmy Garoppolo. Nick Mullen comes in and have to start and take over. And we'll see where they are with their offense. I know they'll do a good job of scheming, because Kyle Shanahan's a great coach, but they've got injuries all over. They truly have the injury bug that most Super Bowl losing teams seem to always get.
Yeah, Michael, and also Drew Lock looks like he's going to be out 2 to 6 weeks. We're just looking at this as a better, right? So as you apply these to the numbers moving forward, Jeff Driscoll's going to step in. That's not good. Cortland Sutton's going to be out. Davante Adams is a big one to monitor as far as the Packers are concerned, because he is their offense outside of the running back.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, they did a good job on him yesterday. I mean, I know he was hurt, but, you know, Aaron Jones went off, and, you know, they gained over 200 yards rushing against the Detroit Lions. And, you know, the Lions were slow, as we've talked about numerous times on the show. You know, they jump off to a 14-0 lead, and then they just can't hold on to it, because once that defense is out there and they have to play a faster game, they just don't have enough speed on defense. They don't have enough talent in the defensive front. That was an easy one for the Packers to go cover. I mean, giving up all those yards. Look, Matt Patricia is 9-24-1 as the head coach of the Lions. 9-23-1 as the head coach of the Lions. Rod Marinelli was 10-24. Jim Schwartz was 10-24. The only one in the last 4 years was Jim Caldwell, and he was 19-15.
Right.
So I mean, this is an organizational issue more than it is just one man.
Well, they have the worst defense in football. They're giving up 10 yards a pop on the ground. That's not good, Michael. They've given up double-digit leads in four straight games. That's never happened to lose. That's never happened in NFL history. It's not going well for two coaches right now, Adam Gase and Matt Patricia. It's always going well for two. That is Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick. Let's transition here because I know you got a ton of thoughts here. Seattle ended up closing 4.5, a 35-30 cover and win for the Seahawks. Soars over the total. That's 6-0 between the two teams, the last six to go over the total. I'm just going to step out of the way and let you start with this. There's so much to unpack with this game.
Well, I mean, I'm watching the game and I'm thinking to myself, like, why didn't more teams want Cam Newton? Seriously. Like, look at this guy. He's big. He's fast. He's making plays. You know, he's throwing the ball around. He looks confident. Like, how, you mean to tell me he wasn't going to improve Denver's team? I know they fell in love with Drew Lock. You mean to tell me he's not better than MVP Mitch? I know they love Mitch. You know, like, seriously, he's not better than Tyrod Taylor? Like, really, there was a gift. Bill Walsh used to say this all the time. The NFL is willing to give you a gift. You just got to be willing to take advantage of it. That was my one reaction. The other reaction was how great Russell Wilson is, right? Like, one thing about the Patriots, they never want the ball thrown over their head. They want to play in the red zone, and they want to play on third down. Last night, the Patriots only had 7 third downs. They forced by the Seattle offense. You're not going to win games that way. Why is that? Okay. When you don't force third downs, that means you're giving up big plays. That's why the Chiefs are always hard to play, because they always have less third downs than most every team in the league, because they're making explosive plays down the field. The Patriots violated that rule. They let the ball get thrown over the head. Although those two throws, the Moore catch and the DK Metcalf throw and catch was just flat out remarkable. And then they blow the, then they don't get the cover on the wheel route by the back. They give up 5 touchdowns. They don't really play in the red zone. And yet they're still at the 1 yard line with a chance to win the game. Just didn't get the right play. Didn't feel good with the play that they called, and they lose. It's September. I think this Patriot team will get better and better as the year goes on. Do they have deficiencies? Yes, I think they do. They need to get more defense. They need more defensive linemen, I think, in there. They need to get bigger and firmer inside. But other than that, and I think Seattle has finally figured out, let's just let Russell Wilson do his thing, and they're really good. They're not great on defense. They can't cover on defense, no matter how much they want to talk about Jamal Adams, all this, all that. He can't cover anybody, and people expose that. But he can blitz, and he can tackle.
Was Bill Belichick holding? Was he going to share that timeout with you this morning? Was he just going to hold on to that? We have to be fair about what was happening as the clock continued. Just to tick
down. I was surprised. Yeah, I was shocked that he didn't call timeout off the Edelman catch. Like, I was surprised on that one. When he got it down there, what was it? Edelman got it to, like, the 10 or the 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I thought he should have called time. I mean, I thought that was the timeout to call. Then they throw the ball into to the 1 yard line and they call the timeout. So they lost, really. I think they lost 3 plays. If they call timeout at the 10 or the 11, wherever it is, you're going to get 4 plays to throw it in the end zone. You know, the way it ended up working out, they only did 2. I think they'll correct that. There's no doubt. I think they should have called timeout off the Edelman one. You know, it's just, to me, one thing when you watch these games, Patrick, as I'm sure you do, the clock management of some of these teams is just really atrocious.
Yeah, Vic Fangio on Monday night last week is another example. I didn't know if Bill was holding on for Christmas. Going to share that with you. I just wanted to check with you. Now, moving forward, Michael, we take a look at Seattle and we take a look at New England. Two very good football teams. Offensively, they were very efficient last night.
Right. And look, if you're not going to call penalties, right, there's 18 teams in the National Football League. We've played 2 weeks now. We have one more game to go.
Right.
There's 18 teams that have not been called for a holding call. Okay, 18.
Wow.
If you're not going to call holding in the NFL, right, then you're going to have offensive football. I mean, last night, the Patriots have yet to be called for holding all season. I think Seattle got called one time for holding in the game when the left tackle, you know, grabbed onto Vinovich, or whether it was Vinovich or whether it was Simon, I'm not sure who it was. But, you know, again, if you're not going to call holding, The offense is going to move the football. There's no negative plays. You're not going to be second and 20. You're not going to be third and 15. You know, it's one of those. So I think that's the way the league has approached this. Unless it's flagrant, they're not going to call it. And I think that's why the flow of the game in September. I mean, make no mistake about this. The quality of play is much better this September than it was last September. And it has nothing to do with training camps. It has nothing to do with OTAs. It has everything to do with the guys in the zebra shirts keeping their flags in their pocket.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line on a Monday. We say good money to you, presented by BetMGM. Breaking news, he is out, Saquon Barkley. Looks like McCaffrey's going to miss a few weeks. Bosa's out as well for the rest of the season, most likely. Garoppolo's going to miss a start next week. It's very important to keep on top of these, specifically a nagging injury like a hamstring. Devontae Adams, he and Jones, the offense, along with Rodgers. Let's just quickly go back and monitor the line movement we were following yesterday on the Lombardi Line. So I guess the money was right. The Falcons open catching 7, bet down to 3. Some books had them catching 2.5. They jumped out to a 20-0 lead, Michael. The Dallas Cowboys were down 15 with 4:45 to play. They end up winning by a point, 40-39. And Atlanta can jump on that onside kick anytime they want now, huh?
Yeah, they can. I mean, Brian Broaddus, who we've had on the show from Dallas, he does radio in Dallas, made a great point. Had that kick been kicked to the Atlanta sideline, the Atlanta coaches would have been screaming for those players to jump on the damn ball when they could have, right? Because they had free access to get to the ball. They kind of held back and didn't and waited for it. You know, they were waiting for it to go 10 yards or waiting to see what was happening. If they just jump on it at that point, the game's over. But look, Atlanta has no one else to blame but themselves. They're down in the red zone. They didn't do a good enough job in the red zone. They had 6 possessions where they scored points, and yet they were field goals. And sometimes you keep teams in games with these field goals. Atlanta's defense is not very good. We know this. They had opportunities to make plays. I mean, they're playing a game. We've handicapped it yesterday with 2 backup tackles, with the third string tackles on the Dallas Cowboys offensive line, and they couldn't put any pressure on Dak Prescott, and they let them move the ball up and down the field. Atlanta's defense is not good. That's going to be hard for me to think they're going to overcome this. Now, you know what's going to happen. Caution. Everybody's going to bet against Atlanta this week.
Yep.
Everybody's going to bet against Atlanta this week. Atlanta is going to be the public don't play them this week. And it's going to be interesting to see how that betting line gets affected. Because, you know, when they go in there, I mean, who do they play? 1 second here. They got Chicago. They got MVP Mitch coming. No one's going to bet. Everybody's going to. Well, I don't know if anybody jumps on MVP Mitch, but that's a whole other situation.
Well, also, I mean, it's a great point because the team rallied last year, but they didn't win a game for 6-7 weeks, and then they rallied last year behind Quinn. Be careful. Don't overreact. Philadelphia, we talked about this crazy line movement. Philly ended up closing 2, Michael. Rams cover went outright, 37-19. You know, Philly got back into it in the second here, but this was the money was going the right way.
You know, it's 21-16. Philly's driving the ball down. They got first and 10 at the Rams 21. Wentz throws an interception, right? Kills them. Okay, they overcome that. They're driving the ball back down the field. They've got first and goal. I think they have first and 10 from the 11. They got to settle for a field goal. It's 23. It's 21-19. And then the Rams just turn it back on and they keep going. Look, I misjudged handicap in this game completely yesterday on air. I thought the Eagle defensive front would dominate. I thought the Eagles could stop the running game. The Rams had 39 carries for 180. 80 some yards. They dominated the game. They really never put pressure on Goff, and Wentz hasn't been the same. Here's the reality of the Philadelphia Eagles since the Super Bowl. They're 19-18 since the Super Bowl win overall. They're 19-18. 8 of those wins have come against the Reds, come against the Washington team and the New York Football Giants, who might be one of the worst teams in the last 5 years. The Giants, since the boat trip, have won 12 games. They're at a 23% winning percentage, the New York Football Giants. So the NFC East is horrendous, and the Eagles have fattened up on it, and they have hurt us as we handicap them because they're not very good, proven by their record over the last 2 years. And yet we keep thinking they're going to turn this thing around because they won a Super Bowl. That's partly on me, and that's partly on other people that bet on them.
Michael, the favorites were 13-1 straight up this weekend. Although the dogs were barking, the faves just 7-7 ATS. The public cleaned up on the overs, 9-5 to the over. How did your football betting weekend go? Huh? As you know, there's room to improve, and we've got your improvements here at VSiN to help you bet smarter this season, and that means coming up tonight. Start your 7-day risk-free trial and place your next bet with confidence. Sign up today and you're going to get everything, including the parlay calculator. We're constantly getting questions about how do you calculate parlays. Well, we've got it right over there. You have access to it. The daily emails with the best bets from all of our shows. You get 24/7 live video streaming. Point Spread Weekly, which is the Bible that comes out every single Wednesday to get you set up for college, pro, and every sport. Visit vsin.com/subscribe to start a risk-free trial today. That's vsin.com/subscribe. I encourage you to get over there right now. It's free to start up. Michael, quickly, the Jags, apparently the money was going the right way there, too. They ended up closing 7 off the 11 opener, yeah. A 33-30 loss. You know, Minshew's playing well.
It is. He really is. Tannehill played great, though.
Yeah,
I mean, Tannehill has played great the last 2 weeks. He's played really well. And, you know, they had a bunch of injuries on Tennessee. Has Clowney made a play yet? Can somebody inform? Has he done anything yet? I'm waiting to hear when this happens, right? Because they paid him $15 million. Don't you think he gets something for it?
Okay, we've transitioned from Mitch to Clowney. Jadavious, you're on the milk carton for the rest of the season here on the Lombardi Line. When we come back, I'm going to have Michael cap this game, Saints-Raiders, as we open up the stadium here in Las Vegas. Exciting. Remember, Michael Thomas is out for the Saints, so the numbers come back a little bit to 5.5 and a total of 48.5. That's coming up next right here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Indeed helps you find the high impact hire for your business needs, and fast you'll find lots of great candidates and no long-term contracts at indeed.com/high impact. Manscaped has the tools for your family jewels. You get 20% off plus free shipping with the code VSIN, VSIN20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off at manscaped.com with the promo code VSIN20. George Kliavkov is going to join us here coming up in just a little bit. They've been great to us, BetMGM. We love them, and they're partnering with the Las Vegas Raiders. He is the president of entertainment and sports. Can't wait to talk to George coming up in just a little bit here on the Lombardi Line. Michael, weather's not going to play into this contest tonight with the Raiders hosting the Saints, of course, in the new dome. It looks like a starship from Star Wars or a Ramba, whatever you want to say. It's very cool looking. The number right now we have with the Raiders hosting the Saints is 5.5, and that number, that totals come down from 50.5 to 48.5.
You know, I think I'm surprised the totals coming back. I think this is two offenses that the defense, especially on the Raiders side, when I watched the Raiders in week one against Carolina, they never could get control of the game. They really don't have a great pass rush. You know, Max Crosby's a nice player, Arden Key, but they can't really rush the passer to a level, and then they can't cover in the back end. And their linebackers, even though they spent a lot of money, I'm just not sure that this defense is built to handle a really good passing game like the Chiefs or the Saints. And conversely, I didn't think the Saints played their best football on Sunday against Tampa
right.
Bay. I think Sean Payton's probably going to really dig deep down and try to see, get his offense going. So I'm surprised this is a little bit so short on the under-over. I thought this game would be a 34-30 type of game, something what we saw last night on Sunday Night Football. So I'm surprised of that. I do think the Raiders, look, John Gruden and Sean Payton started together in Philadelphia. Sean Payton was John Gruden's gopher, and so they know each other really well. They understand how they set up a game plan. I just think that Sean will do a good job of attacking this Raider defense effectively, although I think it's going to be a close game. I like to take the Raiders and the points, but I think it's going to be a close game.
Okay, you know the Raiders want to run the ball, 93 yards on the ground against Carolina, 3 touchdowns, but the Saints defense held the Bucs at 3.3 yards per carry, allowed the 4th fewest yards on the ground last year in 2019, Michael. And the questions here, Thomas is ruled out. Ruggs is questionable. Trent Brown, I've got him questionable, unless you're hearing something more on those injuries.
Look, Trent Brown, even if he plays, it'll be one series. They'll be into Sam Young and then somebody else because he's not in shape to really play. So whether his calf healthy or not, in fact, if he plays, it's probably not a smart thing for because they'll just go right by him. He's too out of shape to really play. It's a lot of money they put into him, but he's a kid that just really doesn't always stay in peak condition. So, look, Ruggs is good. They're going to make a point to make sure they jam Ruggs and force him to get the ball on top. The key to this game, Patrick, is real simple. The Saints have to hit Derek Carr early in the game. You got to put pressure on him, and you got to force Gruden to not be in the head of the down and distance count. You've got to force him to be in second and 10, second and 14. You got to force them to have to really put the pressure on Derek Carr to make throws down the field, because once you take away the first option, he'll check it down and you'll get off the field. So I think that's the key to the game right there, and I think that's how the Saints are going to play him.
Yeah, Breeze and that offense was not good against Tampa Bay, but they're licking their chops. The Raiders defense was the second worst defensive DVOA-wise last year, but also they gave up 388 total yards to the Panthers. I mean, Panthers, it's a nice little offense, but it's not the Saints.
Never stopped them. Never stopped them. Never could get control of the game. Can't really rush. You got matchups. That's why, you know, everybody's focused on Michael Thomas isn't going to play. Well, you know, that does hurt the Saints, but the Saints have other receivers. Emmanuel Sanders will get open against these corners. Everybody's going to get open against the Raider corners. I don't know how the Raiders think just how they're going to match up to the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, we saw the Chargers yesterday match up to the Chiefs because the Chargers can hit Mahomes. They can get him on the ground. They understand how to hit him. They rush really well. Now, they got tired at the end of the game. But the reality here is the Raiders don't have anybody that can pressure from the inside or get over the top.
I just have a minute here. Do you have a lean? It sounds to me like you're leaning towards that over the 48.5 with it coming back a little bit.
You know, I'm not sold how good each defense is here. It's early. I do think the Raiders will move the football. I do think they'll scheme. Look, the key to playing Las Vegas is you got to figure out what Gruden's game plan is, and then you've got to adjust to it. That's going to be the key for Dennis Allen today, former Raider head coach. That's going to be the key. I think Sean Payton's going to go after him. I think Sean Payton knows his team didn't play well. That's what makes me worry. I typically don't want to bet against Sean Payton, but I think I'd take the Raiders and the points in a lean.
Okay, Raiders and the points. Yeah, I think you're going to have two very motivated teams coming up tonight with the Raiders and the Saints in town. A motivated Josh Applebaum joins us next. We'll recap game two last night, NBA. Game two on the ice today, NHL, as we continue on a Monday. It's the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Basketball, baseball, and hockey action at BetMGM Sports isn't enough for you. Well, football's back at BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app from the same folks who bring you the best sportsbook casino action in Las Vegas, and the bars are open. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today. Stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account. Start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology, fan-friendly specials every day of the week. If you're excited about the return to basketball, baseball, hockey, of course, football. It's time to believe in your game at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years old or physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Of course, BetMGM sponsors us here on the Lombardi Line. He's Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher, live from VSiN here. And Josh Applebaum joins us now. We say, how you doing, Josh? Welcome.
Patrick, Michael, doing great. Yeah, crazy NFL Sunday yesterday. You hit the nail on the head, Patrick. Favorites 13-1 straight up. Books really took a beating yesterday with a lot of these money line favorites cashing and, you know, public bettors teasing down a lot of these favorites to a better number. You did see dogs bark pretty good, you know, 7-7 ATS. But Patrick and Michael, overs continue to cash here. They're now 9-5 overall. Now they're about 61% through 2 weeks of the NFL. But definitely a crazy day yesterday, depending on what numbers you got.
Yeah, it was, Michael. It was big time favorites.
Well, I mean, the over.
Go ahead.
The overs are definitely going to cash. I mean, like, if you're not going to call penalties, you're not going to call holding. I mean, how is the quarterbacks are too good. I mean, the throws Russell Wilson made in that game are just flat out remarkable. The throws Rodgers makes. I mean, you know, Josh Allen, as much as I've been critical on Josh Allen, he made five or six throws that I've never seen him make before yesterday. Yep. Just precision, like, down the field. And if you're not going to call penalties and the quarterbacks are this good, you're going to get points. It's hard to play defense without when you're never in a second and 15, third and 20, first and 20. It's hard.
Yeah, well, they call it follow the money in the morning for good reason. We're always trying to track this line movement, and the line movement was correct. Josh Applebaum on the Falcons. You know, initially, the public and smart bettors hitting the Rams was correct, and of course, the Jags money was correct.
Yeah, it really was. And this is the importance of, again, tuning into the Lombardi line on the weekends. You know, we're going right up to game time, and that's when you can really see a lot of this big money come in. But yeah, I think two teachable moments, you know, looking back to yesterday and using it in your arsenal moving forward. Number one is definitely that Falcons game. I mean, we talked about it. That was in the history books, the Hall of Fame of sharp plays. That's right up there, because you really saw not only that the line moved so far to Atlanta, like just on the surface, you know, Dallas opened -7. They got all the way down to 3. Some books even went to 2.5. Number one, when you see a line move that big, it's not just public, it's sharp money. But the other thing to me is there was no bottom. It wasn't like you got to a point where there was buyback on Dallas. There was just no buyback on Dallas at all. So a big line move like that was able to cash. And then the other one that I thought Michael Lombardi, definitely, you called this too, the Colts. The Colts were really intriguing to me because that was everybody loading up on the Vikings and the points. The Colts opened -3. Yet instead of normally seeing a line fall, you know, 3 to 2.5 toward that popular side, it went the other way toward the Colts, 3 to 3.5. So those are just two things there. The big line move to Atlanta, that reverse line move to the Colts. Keep that in mind as you bet the NFL this season.
Michael, I don't know, were you watching late last night when Anthony Davis hit the step back 3, 105-103 winner? The Nuggets cover the 7.5, but they should have got that one. It stays under the 215, but a big shot from Anthony Davis there, take a 2-0 series lead.
No, I didn't see the game. I watched the highlights of it because I was watching the Seattle game and I was focusing on that. But no, you know, and it's the step back 3. Look, you know, you as this one thing about this Denver team, they find a way to keep staying in it. Like I thought this would be a 4-game sweep. Your boy Will Hill, he's already got the trophy driving around Connecticut. So, you know, maybe it's the next game they come back, but that was remarkable, a 3-pointer to win that game.
It really was. Josh, thoughts on the basketball? Then I want to set up the hockey number for tonight.
Yeah, definitely. So what really jumped out to me, there's obviously, you know, you did see Denver cover that number. Denver, the Lakers open around a 7.5-point favorite. They pretty much stayed where they were, but you saw a little late buyback there where some books went to 7, so a little bit of Nuggets value there at the end. And again, that's tough if you had Nuggets on the money line, kind of like if you had Nuggets money line or you had the Atlanta Falcons money line today, it's a rough day for you. But they were around +275, almost cash. Obviously late hit there by Anthony Davis. The weird thing to me, Patrick Michael, that total really shot up. It opened around 213. It got all the way up to around 216.5.
Wow.
Didn't matter. We continue to see this under trend cash just in general, Patrick and Michael, in the NBA playoffs.
So quickly on the hockey, we'll see if the Stars start to get respect. It looks the same to me. The Lightning in a lane of 150 and the Stars coming back 130, maybe 135. Not a ton of respect coming their way after a 4-1 win in game one. Total again set, Josh, at 5.
Yeah, Patrick, it's crazy. The Stars might win the Stanley Cup and never get respect the entire time. It's crazy. They have these big +150 numbers, +140 pretty much all postseason. But yeah, the one thing I would look out at here, you know, obviously Tampa, one thing you look at is when they're coming off a loss in the playoffs, they're 4-0. So they have rebounded off losses. You also look historically, teams with playoff experience off a loss tend to bounce back as well. That's in their favor. The other thing, big injury, Steven Stamkos, he's been out for a long time here. He did the morning skate. He may end up playing. All that being said, this line is dropping a little bit toward Dallas. So it might be a situation where if you continue to give value-driven bettors these big plus money payouts on a streaking Stars team, it's kind of hard to pass up.
They're 6-1 straight up their last 7, Michael. Sometimes bettors just, you know, you expect your preconceived bias, which you always talk about, to continue to carry through, and you forget the fact that the Stars just can't lose.
That's the key. I think we got to do that this week. You know, when you're looking at these lines, don't even pay attention to what you think's going to turn around, because if a team's not good, they're not going to turn around. And you're just going to have to accept that a team like Philadelphia right now is not playing well. Right. A team like Minnesota right now is not playing well. A team like the New York Football Jets are not playing well. They're not turning that around in a week. They might get better next week, but they're not turning it around.
Well put. Josh, I got a minute. You got a baseball play for us?
Yeah, so by the way, I will say real quick, Michael, Tennessee and Minnesota, big line move early to the Titans here. You know, Tennessee was around -1.5 on the road at Minnesota this upcoming week. They're up to -2.5, may even go to 3 if you're looking at that spot here. Baseball, too, a couple ones to keep an eye out for. Cleveland Indians. Cleveland Indians are at home against the White Sox, open around -110 White Sox. It's now flipping to the Indians. Then also keep an eye out for Big Steam Patrick on the St. Louis Cardinals today. They're fighting for a playoff spot. Casey's got nothing to play for. Wainwright's pitched great. St. Louis open around -150, all the way up to around -180 today.
Market Insights, the podcast, dropped at noon East Coast time. It does every single day. Also, a little shout to my buddy there, Gridiron Genius, and of course, GM Shuffle. George Klyovkov is going to join us. He is partnered up with the Raiders and BetMGM. He's the president of entertainment and sports. Looking forward to talking to George next here on the Lombardi Line. You want the podcast? You want everything we've been discussing? It's pretty simple. Go to VSIN, VSIN.com, at VSIN Live on Twitter. We're coming back with George here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. It is VSIN, the sports betting network. Another Monday night kickoff pass without getting a piece of the action at BetMGM Sports. New customers place a $1 money line wager on either the Saints or Raiders tonight. Either team scores a touchdown, regardless of the wager's outcome. Just be sure to use the bonus code VSIN100 when you place the bet. Then just kick back after kickoff and root for either team to score a touchdown. BetMGM is the place to be every night of the week. Download the BetMGM app today, which is awesome. Use the promo code VSIN100 to win $100 in free bets. If either team scores a touchdown on Monday Night Football, must be 21 years or older, physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Colorado, Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. We are waiting on George Klyovkov. Before we get George, I just want to make a couple of notes here. Of course, we are sponsored on all season long, all last year on the Lombardi Line by BetMGM. And we're going to bring George in here in just a second to celebrate, which has now become, you can tell it's palpable here in the city of Las Vegas as far as the excitement as the Raiders open up Allegiant Stadium right here in town. Michael Thomas, the injury has caused that number. We were sitting on 6 yesterday. We were sitting 6 yesterday, and now we've seen that dip down a little bit to 5.5. I don't think motivation is going to be a problem for either of these teams. I think Peyton and Breeze are going to be super motivated, as Michael Lombardi pointed out, because they were not good offensively against Tampa Bay. One thing that the Raiders are going to want to do is run the football, of course, with Jacobs, but the Saints do a hell of a job stopping the run. And Michael, you heard him point out, and I'm going to get to Michael in a second here in just a little bit, but you heard Michael point out he's a little surprised to see the dip as far as the total of 50.5 down to 48.5. super motivated. We saw that number dip on Thursday Night Football with the Bengals and the Browns, and that cleared the over easily. Now, this is exciting for us. George Kliavkov is the president of entertainment and sports of BetMGM and MGM Resorts. And I have to say, as we say hi to George, I was just saying it's palpable here in town. The excitement, you've partnered with the Raiders there at BetMGM and MGM Resorts, and we say hi and welcome you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I drove by the stadium today and people are trying to tailgate. They had signs up in front of every lot saying no tailgating. There's real excitement in town.
Hey, I have to tell you before we get going, the reason I am obsessed with your app. So tell whoever created it. It is so responsive. It is the best in-game app you can possibly find. BetMGM, who sponsors us here on VSiN and the Lombardi Line. I just have to tell you, it's a hell of an app.
I appreciate it. I hope the endorsement is not tied to the sponsorship, but I agree with you. We've worked really hard, particularly over the COVID period, to make it really great for customers to be able to find the bets and place the bets and enjoy kind of finding new opportunities to engage with the content.
Nope, not tied to the promotion at all, because when I'm going in-game betting, I need responsiveness. And the BetMGM app, it never freezes. It's always very responsive. So that's just from me. Now, partnering with the Las Vegas Raiders, what does that mean for MGM Resorts here?
Well, we're their first official sports gambling partner. So we're very excited about that. But we have a deep, deep relationship with the Raiders. As you know, it's at the south end of the strip, right across the street from Mandalay Bay, about a 3-minute walk. And we happen to own the 6 or 7 closest hotels. We think about half of the fans who are going to eventually attend that stadium in person are going to walk across the bridge from the connection between Mandalay Bay and Luxor. And we think we're going to be hosting the world's largest tailgate. And as part of that, we became an official sponsor of the team. We have many designations, but one of them is official home of Raiders pre- and post-game party, and we intend to make a Raiders game a weekend-long affair.
George Kliavkov, MGM Resorts president of entertainment and sports, joins us here on VSiN and the Lombardi Line, which is presented by BetMGM. I think we should elucidate. We should expound upon that a little bit. Where the Raiders stadium is, this is for everybody nationally, George. They may not realize, and MGM's all over the place there, that is going to be the coolest area to come hang out with your friends, watch a game, and then simply walk over to the stadium. It's unbelievable.
I think it's very similar to what we did with the Vegas Golden Knights at T-Mobile Arena, which is one of our other properties, right in the middle of the strip. And what ended up happening is people realized that if they were going to take one trip a year to watch their team play an away game, they're definitely coming to Vegas. And, you know, big round numbers, we think about a third of the fans in the stadium are going to be local Raiders fans. We think a third are going to be visiting Raiders fans, a lot of them driving in from California. And then a third are going to be fans of the visiting team who have chosen to make Vegas a destination spot to go watch their team play. And, you know, with two thirds of the fans coming in from out of town for the game, you know, we have 38,000 rooms on the strip, about half of the property on the strip. We can't wait for a game where we can actually have fans. We're delayed a year, but we're very excited.
Also, George, just to follow up on Park MGM, which reopens on September 30th, this is a big deal.
Well, it's the last of our couple dozen properties in the United States to open. And one of the really interesting things is we've decided to open it up as the first strip smoke-free venue. So there'll be no smoking anywhere in the venue. And we think that's great, health conscious, smart way to reopen that property. And for us, the most important thing about opening that property is it means all our properties are open and our teammates can get back to work and we can host our great guests.
I would just like you to know that we've got you covered here in Vegas, but all my friends, I'm from Michigan. They're obsessed with the BetMGM Sports Lounge there at MGM Grand. So we've got you covered from Midwest out here to Vegas, George.
I love it. Well, you know, during the COVID time period, we were working on the BetMGM app. We were funny enough, when all the resorts and casinos were closed and we were not making revenue anywhere, there was one exception to that. We were still taking iGaming and sports betting action at the BetMGM app, and we were taking bets on darts and table tennis and Belarusian soccer. So it's nice to have the NFL and the NBA and Major League Baseball and the NHL and the Kentucky Derby and the PGA events back, but we never shut down.
George, I know you're sharp. You're the president of entertainment and sports at MGM Resorts. Do you have any tips for me on betting darts?
No, I have no tips on betting darts. I would steer clear. And you know, it's funny. You know this better than I do, but it's sports like that where you have to be really careful of the sharps. Because there are people that know that business better than we will ever know it.
Well, listen, this is exciting. Are you going to be inside Allegiant Stadium tonight? Are you going to be there, George?
You know, I would love to be there. We are going to stand with Mark Davis and with his decision to wait until fans can come in until we go in. So I will attend the first game there when Mark and the fans can attend the first game there. It'll probably be next year, but, you know, we are long-term greedy, not short-term greedy, so we can wait.
Well, we've always appreciated your support here. BetMGM, of course, sponsors the Lombardi Line and was just named the official, first official sports betting partner of the Las Vegas Raiders. George Kliavkov, president of entertainment and sports, MGM Resorts. It's a thrill to work with you. This is a very exciting time, George, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Great day for the city. Great day to be in Vegas.
It is. It certainly is. Great day. MGM Resorts as well. Bring your state-issued ID. Remember, that's how you open up an account. I bring my buddy Michael Lombardi back here in on the Lombardi Line, which is presented by BetMGM on a Monday. And exciting times. I wonder for you, because working for the Raiders and having tremendous success, I might add, you won't say it, with the Raiders up in Oakland. I wonder, is it weird for you to hear Las Vegas Raiders?
You know, it's really not. I mean, Al used to always talk about the Raiders and whatever the city was, Los Angeles, Oakland, it really didn't matter. The White House, he always wanted it to be something bigger than where the city was, the Raiders. You know, there was a time many people thought he was going to move back to Baltimore. Actually, it's interesting. The Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore to get ahead of Al because they thought he was going to take that deal in Baltimore. It was so lucrative. And Art Modell, then the owner of the Browns, felt like he had no choice but to jump on that deal and took it and moved from Cleveland. So the Raiders have always been the Raiders, wherever the city is. But I think there couldn't be a better partnership than what the Raiders brand is about and what Vegas is about. You know, it works together really well. And I'm happy for Mark Davis, who overcome many, many obstacles to get a stadium that he needs, to get the financial revenue that he needs to compete in the National Football League.
I think that's well put. It does feel like a union that isn't far-fetched, that being Las Vegas and the Raiders. Hey, quickly on this, I got a number at BetMGM. I can get the Raiders catching 3 in the first half. I bring that up because, you know, the number's 5.5 for the full game, but first half, 3. The juice is, you know, maybe Gruden with that chart. Where do you sit on that first half bet, Raiders catching 3?
I think it's really important for Gruden to play from in front. I think if he can't play from in front, it really limits his play sheet. It exposes his lack of veteran experience at receiver. It also puts Derek Carr in more situations where he's going to get hit. He needs balance. He needs to be able to stay ahead of the change and do his little magical spacings and, you know, Y sticks and, you know, fullback in the flat. Give me you and all that stuff. So I think if I'm Sean Payton, I'm doing everything I can in that script to get the lead, and I think the Raiders are doing the same thing.
Okay, got a minute. 5.5. Sounds like you're going to catch it with the Raiders in a total of 48.5.
I'm going to take the Raiders here. Yeah, I think I'll take the Raiders here. I don't think they're a great team. I think they'll play well early in the year. I think the longer this year goes on, they'll get exposed defensively. But I hate going against Sean Payton, but I haven't seen Drew Brees play to a level that we all remember Drew Brees. Drew Brees isn't the same Drew Brees we remember.
Michael, have a great day. M. Lombardi, NFL.
Thanks, Patrick. Yeah, we'll talk soon.
You got it, buddy. Tell Millie I said what up. M. Lombardi, NFL on Twitter. We're at VSiN Live. Anything you missed, remember, just go to VSiN.com. Thanks to George Kliavkov from MGM Resorts for joining. Josh Applebaum, as always, check out the podcast. Go to VSiN.com. Have a great day. This is the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.